Jesus ate food with those who were outcast by the society of his day. The meals he shared with others created a space where all were fed, and the divisions caused by injustice were broken down. He modeled a radical inclusiveness that we share here at this table. Everyone is invited to take part in this meal, those living in poverty, those who have been objects of racialization, transgendered, two-spirited, gay and lesbian folks, drug users, single parents, sex workers, the differently abled, those who have power, and those who live under unjust authority.
Together we acknowledge our oppression and our privilege. We will break down the dividing walls that separate us from heaven. We will work towards the reality of heaven on earth. And we will eat and drink together in solidarity with each other, as well as those who are not at this table.
God is with us. Let us open our hearts to God. Let us give thanks to God. We remember that as the time of his arrest drew near, Jesus was accused of provoking the citizens of Rome towards rebellion. His challengers exclaimed, "We have found this man subverting our nation. He opposes payment of taxes to Caesar and claims to be Christ, a king." On the night before his arrest, Jesus gathered in an upper room to share a meal. He ate not only with those who followed him, but also with the women who had followed him and assisted him in his ministries. The same women were the last to leave him at the cross and the first to arrive at the tomb. During this meal, Jesus took a loaf of bread, and after blessing it, he broke it and gave it to them, saying,
"Take it, this is my body, given for you.
Then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he passed it to his friends, saying,
"The following day, Jesus was executed by the Roman state. Tortured and humiliated, his body was hung on a cross for all to see. His death was a public warning of the cost of dissent, an attempt to eradicate his teachings of radical justice. But the upper room meal was not his last. Jesus broke bread again with his disciples in Emmaus, proving that love is stronger than death, and that justice is stronger than authority. The craving for freedom and community continues today in us, followers of Jesus' teachings and example. By sharing this bread and cup, we celebrate the radical vision of a new community here on earth, free from oppression and suffering, and we commit to working together towards collective liberation."
Ever-present God, lover of the world, source of creation and new creation, we pray for vision and determination to respond with justice and compassion to that which is broken in our world. Help us to see the world with your eyes and so to see that conflict and war call us to peacemaking. Illness and disease call us to bring healing. Cruelty and oppression call on our compassion. And so we pray for those who are caught up in conflict and war, for the people of Afghanistan, Sudan, Israel, and Palestine. We pray for those whose well-being and livelihood is threatened by careless mining, oil extraction, and other activities that cause harm to creation. We pray for those who are caught up in conflict in their workplaces, in their families, or within their own selves. We pray for those who are struggling with illness and disease. May your presence bring comfort and healing. And we pray for those in our own congregation struggling with hard things in their lives. Marg Porteous, Jim Lewis's mother Isabel, Linda Dawn's sister Barbara, Shirley Farlinger, the family and friends of Tom Morley grieving his death. And we pray for the gifts of the Spirit in each of our lives. And together we pray our ecumenical prayer with the peoples of First Nations. Grandfather, grandmother, look at our brokenness. We know that in all creation, only the human family has strayed from the sacred way. We know that we are divided, and we are the ones who must come back together to walk in the sacred way. O Creator God, Sacred One, teach us love, compassion, and honor, that we may heal the earth and heal each other.
Creator God, pour your Holy Spirit on us, this bread and this cup. May they be for us not only the body and blood of Jesus, but also a reminder of his commitment to justice, radical love, inclusivity, and liberation, even in the face of death. As we eat and drink together in community, may we be nourished physically as well as spiritually. May we be renewed so that we are able to follow Jesus' example and oppose violence, injustice, and suffering. May this meal give us the strength and the radical courage to stand up for what is fair and right. Remembering Jesus, we pray.
The body of Christ, broken for you.
The lifeblood of Christ, poured out for you.
Divine creation does not cease until all things have found wholeness, union, and integration with the common ground of all being. As children of timeless ones, our time-bound lives will find completion in all-embracing Creator. In the meantime, we embrace the present, embodying hope, loving our enemies, caring for Earth, choosing lives, treating and seeking relationships in awe and trust. We witness the holy mystery with holy love. Amen.